Paraches Mishnah Aleph. Mishroch Machama, the anointed Kayan who spoke to the nation before war, Shemadar Balaam, who spoke to the nation, B'Lashon Kodesh Hayim Medaber. He spoke to the B'nai Yisrael, the troops in Lashon Kodesh. Shnemar V'hoya K'Ravchem El Machama, when you come close to the war, V'nigash HaKayan, the Kayan came close. Who's this Kayan? Zeh Kayan Mishroch Machama. That's the Kayan that was anointed to speak to the nation before a war. V'Dibar Alam, and he spoke to the nation, B'Lashon HaKodesh, he had to speak to them in Lashon HaKodesh. V'Amar Aleim, and he said as follows, Shema Yisrael, Here, Yisrael, atem krivim hayem l'malchama alay veichem. You are coming to fight a war today with your enemies. V'lay alacheichem, but not with your brothers. Why do you say this? L'Yehuda al Shimon. It's not a civil war between Yehuda and Shimon. V'lay Shimon al Binyamin. Not a civil war between Shimon and Binyamin. She'im tipul b'yadam yirachem alechem. Because if you have a war with your brothers and you fall to them, they'll have mercy on you. K'mash Ne'amar, like it says during one of the wars between the Malchus Yisrael and the Malchus Yehuda. After the kingdom was split, Vayakumu Anashim Ashenikvu B'Shemos, the people who were specifically mentioned, Vayachaziku B'Shivya, and they took captives, V'chol Marumehem Hilbishu Minashalol, and they clothed anyone who was naked from the spoils of the war, Vayabishum, and they clothed them, Vayan Ilum, and they put them on shoes, Vayachilum, they fed them, Vayashkum, they gave them to drink, Vaisukum, and they lathered them with oils, Vainalum, Bachamoirim, Chochoshel, and anyone who was too weak, they put on donkeys to travel. Vayavim Yerechai, they took him to Yerechai, Ir Tamarim, the city of date palms, Eitzalachechim, with their brothers, Vayeshuva Sherman, they returned to Sherman. So you see that the brothers to each other, even though they were fighting a war, they still treated them with mercy. The captives were still treated with mercy. Alay Vechem, Atam Alchemad, you are going to fight with your enemies. Shem Tupla Biyadam, if you fall to their hands and you're taken captive. Em Rachmim Aleichem, as we unfortunately know, our enemies do not have any mercy on us or our captives. Al Yerech Levavchem, don't let your heart faint. Al Tiru, don't be afraid. Al Tachbazu, don't be alarmed. Al Yerech Levavchem, don't let your heart faint. V'pnei Tzholas Susim, because of the neighing of the horses. V'chitzich Tzuach Haroves, and the brandishing of swords. Al Tiru, don't be afraid. V'nei Hagofas Trisin, the banging of the shields. V'shifas Hakal Gasim, or the multitude of troops that you see. Al Tachbazu, don't be alarmed. Mikol Karanes, from the sounds of the trumpets. Al Ta'artzu, don't be afraid. B'pnei kol tzavachos, because of the shout, the sound of the shouting. Ki Hashem alekechem ha'olech imachem, Hashem is going with you. Hey, boy, benitz chaynois shel bas v'dam, they're going with champions of flesh and blood. V'atem boyim benitz chaynois shel mokayim, but you are going with the triumph, the champion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Plishtim bo benitz chaynois shel Goliath. Their champion was, the Plishtim's champion was Goliath, Goliath. Mehayis Seifi, what was his end? The Seif Nafal Becherev, he fell to the sword. Nafal Imayin, they all fell with him. Be'nei Amayin, Bo Ben Etzchenesh al Shaivach, the war with Amayin, that's mentioned at the end of Shmuel Beis, they came with their champion Shaivach, Mehayis Seifi, Le Seif Nafal Becherev, he also fell to the sword. Nafal Imayin, they fell with him. V'yatem, Iyatem came, but you are not like that. Ki Hashem, Elekechem, Ha'elechemachem, Lilachem, Lachem. Zemach and Aron, you are going with the camp of the Aron, so don't be afraid. Perek Ches Mishnah Beis. V'dibra Shaidrim, and then after the Kayim Meshruach spoke, the officer spoke to the people. Leimar Miish Asher Bona Bayis Chadash. V'leichanachay, if someone built a house, but he didn't dedicate it yet, Yelech V'yashav Leveis, he should go back to his house. So this is someone who built it, but didn't even dedicate his house yet. Echad Abayne, whether he builds it, Beis Ateven, it doesn't make a difference if it's a house for straw, Beis HaBakar, or if it's a house for cattle, Beis HaEtzim, or house for wood, Beis HaTzoreis, or a storage house for wine, oil, and other things of that nature. All these houses count. Echad Abayne, doesn't make a difference if he built it, Ve'echad Lakeach, if he bought it, Ve'echad Yerish, or if he inherited it, Ve'echad Shnitin Loi Matana, or if it's given to him through a gift. Mi Ish, Ashenata Kerev Loi Chilaloi, if someone planted a vineyard, but he wasn't mechali yet, meaning he didn't pass the 4 years where he can enjoy the fruits without any restrictions. So the first 3 years is Arla, and the fourth year is Karen Revai, and he didn't redeem it yet to enjoy the fruits. Echad Anaitiach Karen, doesn't make a difference whether you planted it, Ve'echad Anaitiach Hamishay Lani Machal, whether you planted five fruit trees, Vafilo Mechamesh Asminim, even from five different fruits. Five is the minimum you need for this rule to apply. Echad Anaitiach Ve'echad Amavrech, it doesn't make a difference whether you planted or whether you bent it, Ve'echad Amarkiv, or you grafted, these are different ways to plant, Ve'echad Lekeach, whether you bought it, Ve'echad Yerish, or if you got it through a Yerusha, Echad Ashnita Lematon, if you got it through a gift. Umiya Ish, Asha Eiras Isha, if someone who betrothed, engaged with a woman, And this is Echad Ma'aris as al Basula, whether he betrothed a Basula, Vecha Ma'aris as Almana, or if he betrothed a widow, Vafilu Shemer as Yovim, even someone was waiting to marry his sister-in-law after his brother died without children. Vafilu Shemer Shemes Achab Al-Machama. Even during the war, he hears his brother died and his brother was childless. Chayze Ubala, he can go back and he can do Yibam. All these people we just mentioned, they listen to the Kayin at the front line of the war. However, they're just exempt from actual frontline service, but they still have to help in civil service and logistics. They'd have to help with food and drinks for the troops. And to help with the way. So the point is they're only exempt from the actual frontline military duties, but they're not exempt from civil service to help with the logistics of the Muhammad. And we'll see there's a different group that has a different rule later on.